Steve, my concern, like I say, about Mitt Romney is just the fact that when I've heard him talk about TARP, for instance, Troubled Asset Relief Program, he says he would have done it differently. When he talks about the bailout of GM and Chrysler, he would have done it, but he would have done it differently. That's my concern is I don't think either one should have a bailout. We have bankruptcy laws for a reason in this country.
We do, and part of the problem in 2008 was the conflicting signals the government sent out, which just put the markets in turmoil. But on General Motors, even if I could see a case being made, you want to get them through a few weeks before, until the panic subsides. But once the panic subsides, we have bankruptcy laws to deal with it. But I hope he starts to make it clear, as he did in the debate, about choice versus coercion, freedom versus big government. And I think the people will respond. They know something is going wrong. You read the story, and we cited it in the book. About the raid they did a year and a half ago against Gibson Guitar.
Yes.
They go in, they raid the place, upend everything. They allege, well, maybe you violated laws on importing certain kinds of wood. It was just an intimidation exercise, and no charges were brought. It was intimidation, pure and simple. And you see this more and more. Abuse of government power.
If you look in Freedom Manifesto, it's a book written by Mr. Steve Forbes, who joins us now. And if you want to join us as well, you can 410-467-WBAL. Toll free long distance is 1-800-767-WBAL. Verizon is star WBAL. AT&T is pound WBAL. Text me 88509. You can also follow me on Twitter at C4Show. If you look at, once again, which is mentioned with the Gibson guitar thing, the regulatory environment, Steve, is so convoluted and so, you know, extraordinary in terms of the agencies being able to do regulations around Congress. I go back to, I think it's the premise of your book, Congress has abandoned its role in being a check and balance against a lot of this.
They've not used effectively the power of the purse. The Republicans, as you know, won one house of Congress in the last elections. So maybe after these elections, we'll get a better balance. And the president's made it clear that because Congress often doesn't do things the way he wants them done, he's just going to use executive orders, use these agencies like the EPA to do it, and see you in court if you don't like it. That's
right. Not a way to govern. That's not a way to be president.
No, it is not. And I hope these issues come out. And this is, again, when the American people, we're not talking about government with a small g. This is big government, not government with a small g, trying to run the healthcare industry. Do you want bureaucrats deciding what's done to your body, to your illnesses, to your family, or do you want to make that decision with your own positions?
That 15-member iPad board, Steve Forbes, is a dangerous, dangerous entity that's within Obamacare. Can you stay with me? I want to ask you in the next segment, Steve, about dollar dilution that you write about along with Elizabeth Ames in the book. We're talking with Steve Forbes. Want your phone calls, 410-467-WBAL.